This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. I'm pleased and I'm proud to say that we've got on the other end of this telephone, we've got Lord Lieutenant Susie Sheldon. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Ian.
How are you?
I'm very well on this beautiful weather, but part of the learning curve of this lockdown on how we all talk by technology. It's amazing.
Indeed. I mean, we'll come to that in a little while, but the reason why you're joining us today is because today is a momentous day for the Isle of Wight. We at Vectis Radio have been awarded, along with three other organisations from the Isle of Wight, the Isle of Wight Music, Dance and Drama Festival, the Isle of Wight Multiple Sclerosis Team, and also Royal Isle of Wight County Show, along with us. We're very, very pleased, very, very proud, and it's a great day to shout about volunteers here on the Isle of Wight. Before we go any further, could you just explain what a Queen's Award for Voluntary Service is?
Yes, I mean, the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service is the equivalent of the MBE for voluntary groups. It was introduced by the Queen in 2002 on her Jubilee, and she wanted to recognise that the country works so much on volunteers. It is a very special award because it really very few groups get it. And for the Isle of Wight to have won four is really amazing. We punch well above our weight for voluntary groups. And I think in total this year, about 240 were awarded throughout the whole of the UK. So it is a very, very impressive performance. And it is a very special award.
I mean, I keep saying to people, pinch me. Because, you know, it's just something that you probably dreamt of, that you get some kind of nod or an acknowledgement from the Queen, and you just think, wow, it's incredible. I mean, we are, as a radio station, all so incredibly proud, and I'm sure all of the other organisations that have been nominated as well are really having a really good day and feeling, you know, not just today, but really, really proud. It's just putting the Isle of Wight on the map for such a wonderful reason. Are you ever surprised the amount of people that give up their time and volunteer on the Isle of Wight? It's becoming a hotbed of volunteers.
It is amazing. To be honest, so much of our society would completely grind to a halt without all the volunteers. And it's such a huge variety. And one of the things that all the assessors for the Queen's Award say is it is astonishing of all the different things that are going on and the value that is put in by these different voluntary groups. I mean, you will know, because you've been through it, how rigorous the assessment process is. And of all, there are loads of voluntary groups doing an amazing job. But those who win this award are just have gone that one step further and are doing something absolutely exceptional. And as I say, on the Isle of Wight, there are a lot of people doing a lot of voluntary work.
I've got so many questions I want to ask you. But first, before we go any further, I've got to say, if you'll give us a word on the other organisations that have won. Obviously, the Isle of Wight Music, Dance and Drama Festival, Multiple Sclerosis, and the Isle of Wight, the Royal Isle of Wight County Show. Have you got anything to say about them?
Yes, I mean, the Isle of Wight Music, Dance and Drama Festival was established in the Isle of Wight in 1924. And it has, ever since, so we know, we're coming up to 100 years in a couple of years' time of this amazing organisation. And I attended this year, I attended the day when the primary school choirs were performing, which was wonderful. But it has something like 800 different performers, over 400 classes, music, instrumental, singing and dance. And it gives lots of people a chance to perform they would never otherwise have. We all know that performing builds confidence. And the volunteers who run it are amazing because it is a big event that now goes on for 3 weeks and completely volunteer run. And the assessors who come from the mainland are always really impressed by it. It's a very, very special event.
It's quite similar to the work that Vectis Radio does, but in a different kind of environment, if you like. Do you work closely with Multiple Sclerosis, that team, and the Isle of Wight County Show?
Yes. I mean, I'm very closely in contact with the Isle of Wight County Show because obviously I come from a farming background, and it's part of my everyday life, the agricultural, the food production. So I am closely involved with the Royal Agricultural Isle of Wight Agricultural Show. And they are a fantastic, again, huge number of volunteers over, and they work all year round. Although the show is only one day, it's an all year round job, and they're raising money to support youngsters trained in rural crafts and careers, as well as supporting other charities. The Multiple Sclerosis Society, I was meant to be going to go and see in March, but with the current circumstances, I haven't as yet been in contact with them, but I very much hope to get in contact with them as soon as we're all allowed out and about again. I mean, they have done amazing work with, as you say, their shop and the cafe, and working with people at home and giving people with multiple sclerosis confidence to go out into society and do things, but also providing them with aids. And I know that Vectors Radio has also supported multiple sclerosis. So it is a very closely knit, the voluntary world is a very closely knit community. And even though the charities are very, very different, they're all helping each other. And I know that music festival has special non-competitive classes with those with special needs, which is very much what I know you do at Vectors Radio. So there's sort of compatible things in all these charities.
I've got a couple of cheeky questions for you, if that's all right.
I'll try, yes.
Can I call you Susie?
Yes, please do.
Susie, what should I wear if I'm lucky enough to be going to the garden party at Buckingham Palace?
You should wear a suit and tie.
Okay.
When you get your invitation, it's very carefully spelled out for you. And it is an amazing occasion. I've been to a Buckingham Palace garden party, and just walking through the entrance into Buckingham Palace out into the garden it makes you feel very important, as of course you are if you have been invited there.
Fantastic. I mean, you know, look forward to that. Be a proud moment. It really will. Will you be going yourself?
Yes, I should be. I was meant to go this year, and of course they were all cancelled. So I will be going one of the garden parties next year. I hope it'll be the same day as our award winners from the Isle of Wight, because then we can all get together and have our tea together. But it'll depend on what day we're all invited.
Will you give me a nudge if I, you know, the protocol is all wrong?
I think, absolutely, I'm sure you'll be fine. And actually, everyone's very relaxed. And it's a great occasion. You just have to hope it's sunny. When I went, it was pouring with rain, which wasn't quite as good. But on a sunny day, it will be amazing.
Okay, thanks for that. Obviously, today is huge. I mean, it's massive for us. And I would imagine there are, you know, you mentioned the Royal Isle of Wight County Show, and there's 150, I'm told, volunteers. And I know that there's about 30-odd volunteers for Vectors Radio. It fluctuates from month to month. And I know that Multiple Sclerosis have a number of volunteers today. And I know that that's hundreds of people that are going to be so, so proud. But more importantly, those hundreds and hundreds of people will be hopefully inspiring the next lot of people that hopefully will get awarded the Queen's Voluntary Service Award. Can you tell us about the nominations and how we go about it? Because I know that they close on the 25th of September. What do we do if we're inspired today by listening to any of the interviews that we're doing and the news of this brilliant news for the Isle of Wight? What do they do?
Well, they go onto the website to get the nomination form. It's initially assessed locally, but it's getting down on paper and this is always very difficult because you will know yourself, there's so much that goes into it and there's so many moving parts in any voluntary organisation that reflecting it properly on paper is very, very difficult. Which is why the local assessor team will come and see you and talk through it and develop the nomination. And, you know, as you say, not all are successful. Some very, very good charities are not necessarily successful, partly because you have to be sort of unique to win it. So it's quite rare for local branches of a national charity to win. And also you need to be very distinguish from lots of other charities. So it is a big challenge. I mean, you went through the process and you'll know that putting everything down on paper, you know what you do and you know what all your volunteers do, but putting that down on paper is very difficult.
Yeah, I remember it was quite intensive over the last over a period of about sort of 6 weeks or so. Then it sort of died away, and then Nick England and his team sort of went away with all the information and came back with wanted a little bit more information. But it's well worth it. I can honestly say that there is no better feeling. I'm 55 years of age, and to be part of a team that gets a Queen's Award for voluntary service is just incredible. The only other proud moment that I've got that is up there is when my son passed out of Army College and is now still in the Army. I mean, but they're proud moments, and they're how can I put it? If people put themselves out, if they're doing the voluntary work, and that's just one big step. But if they take that step to wanting to get a nomination for a Queen's Award, do it, because it's a fabulous feeling, but it's also the knowledge you have is that you will inspire other people. And I'm guessing that if we've got more volunteers on the Isle of Wight, we've got a much, much better feeling, much better, a better feeling around everybody that probably needs, a bit of a lift at the moment, because things have been in uncertainty for the last couple of months. But I'm hoping that at the end of all of this, the inspiration that we've all going to pass on to other people will mean so much to other people, and obviously in years to come. I always remember this lovely feeling of being part of a Walk the White back in 2008. I remember doing an outside broadcast for another radio station not too far away from here, and just watching people's wanting to support, wanting to help, and it couldn't be. They couldn't do enough for you. The shame was that you went down the town a day later and everyone was being horrible to each other and stepping on people's toes and not holding doors for each other. So I'm hoping that this inspires us. That people talk about a new generation and a new time, and hopefully things like this will inspire us to be better people.
I think you're so right. I mean, it's the sort of warm feeling inside you get when actually it's a team award. It's for all those people who partake. It's and who give of their time freely. And, it's like the winning. But it's not really winning, because it's something much bigger than winning. It's a recognition of the giving and the generosity in time and everything else that does make our society a better place. And I do think over the last few months we have seen, fantastic examples of this. And of course, while everyone is isolated, the radio has been incredibly important. And a lot of the people isolated aren't necessarily people who use their computers or on Facebook and all that sort of thing. And radio just reaches all generations. And I think if you can really celebrate this award on the radio, there'll be a lot of people listening who may never have heard of the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service. But as you say, it will inspire them, and they can join in the celebration of this recognition.
Before we go, I've got one more final question. Obviously, I'd like to talk about you for a bit, because I know you've been Lord Lieutenant now, but you've also been High Sheriff in the past. So you do have a big affinity with the Isle of Wight. And how long can you be Lord Lieutenant for?
Lord Lieutenant is an appointment until you're 75. And that is, so it is whenever you're appointed, you serve until you're 75. So I'll give you a clue that I will do 14 and a half years in total. And I've done one. So it's a fixed term. Whereas the High Sheriff is 1 year and 1 year only, and it's a very, very different role. The Lord Lieutenant is a very long-term commitment and gives you a chance to really get engaged with all aspects of the Isle of Wight And I mean, for me, what's been very interesting, you know, I did a year almost to a day until we went into lockdown. So I just thought, okay, I've now done everything once. I know what I'm doing. You know, it will start to repeat things, and then life changed completely. So it's exciting. It's hugely rewarding. And I meet the best people.
That's just the perfect answer, because there you are. You've been doing, similar things for the last sort of, since you were high sheriff. I'm pretty sure you've had a major part in, you know, organisations and supporting people, groups of people, organisations and so on. And I just think it's great that you've got the opportunity as well. And what an inspiration you are, because, you know, when I look at titles and names and things, and they're linked with the Queen, I think, crikey, all of a sudden you've got my attention, and all of a sudden I want to be, you know, doing the best I possibly can. And I say that, so that inspiration that you've given others is rubbing off. And I say it's a lovely thing that we'd hopefully now it will rub off onto other people, you know, in the coming months. So again, I'd like to encourage people. Yes, it's a lovely moment today for us four organizations on the Isle of Wight. Wave the flag, be proud, but hopefully it will inspire you to take part and get involved and go for an award yourself. And I say, to me, that's what today is all about. I've always believed that if you lead from the front, others will if you lead from the front, others will follow. That's always been my motto here at Vectis Radio, even from day one when it was really, really tough and we didn't have a penny it's just incredible the amount of people that have got on, you know, the bandwagon behind me and then supported and then done so many wonderful things. And I say it just inspires other people, and that's what it's all about. It's not so much about the winning, it's what actually happens from here on in to other people. And I say it's just a lovely moment. Honestly, you can probably tell that I'm talking way too much, talking way more than I normally would. And that's because I'm so incredibly proud of myself and our brilliant team and the Isle of Wight. The Isle of Wight is huge for me.
Yes, and I think, you know, that is why the Queen introduced this award. She wanted to recognise what was being done and to encourage people to do more. And she would love to hear you speaking, because you're saying what she wants to hear, that this is a huge honour. But it's an inspiration to other people. And, you know, if we can bring more youngsters through, which I know you do a lot of work with youngsters, as do all the other organisations who've won today, it is important that we keep this volunteering ethos going. And I think on the Isle of Wight, we are, everyone talks about our elderly population, but we are good at bringing through the young and keeping this volunteer ethos going. And thank you for all you've done towards that. It's great.
Ah, it's a pleasure. And I'd say, if I can, I just want to mention one person out of so many people that we've helped who is, it kind of backs up what I'm saying about, you know, you become the inspiration. And this young lady joined us probably about 5 years ago, and she was 23 at the time. And she'd fallen out of a window when she was three and damaged her brain. So her speech was a bit wobbly and her feet were a bit wobbly as well. But boy, did she have the most incredible personality. And she's been with us now for, I believe, about 4 years. And now she's part of her own show, inspiring other people. And she inspires everybody that is at Vectis Radio because of what she's been through, and she's come out the other side. She laughs and jokes about the problems in her life, and it's just a lovely person. Last year we actually gave her an award for being the personality of the year 2019, because she's just got this wonderful, wonderful way about her. And you just think, you've come through our ranks, you've come through the 4Ps, you've been on Vectis Radio, and you know, we kind of inspired you to, and now you're inspiring others, and that's what it's all about. I see this massive conveyor belt of inspiration,
which is fantastic. And you know, I'm sure she would have had her bad moments and had to fight her way through, but if she now is there inspiring other people, that is fantastic. And the support she's had from you and your team, you know, will be a great part of where she's got to today.
Susie Sheldon, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time and the trouble, and thank you for being there. You are a support and massive inspiration to so many people on the Isle of Wight. Long may it continue.
Well, thank you very much. And I will look forward to actually presenting your team with the award when we're all allowed out and about to meet each other again. It's too important an award to do it remotely. We need a proper occasion. So we'll just have to wait until we're allowed one.
Can't wait to meet you.
Great, Ian. Thank you very much.